Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Sound Off. Thank you for being so loyal. You just sat through a Raiders-Cardinals exhibition football game.
Who are we kidding? They probably watched Jake Arrieta no-hit the Dodgers or Kanye West cast his own colonel for 2020.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
We're on a little late, but this is a Sound Off we look forward to because, John, we have football games being played, college football games we care about.
It's here.
Before the next Sound Off.
Next Saturday. It's all going down.
Let's go to the Sound Off survey. You can vote at WHOTV.com. Which team is more likely to have a surprising 6-6 season? The Hawkeyes or the Cyclones? Now, if Iowa goes 6-6, most will consider that a big disappointment, right?
A surprising disappointment, yeah.
If ISU goes 6-6, most, I think, would consider that a positive surprise.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so as our producer points out, you could flip the question with ISU 2-10 and Iowa 10-2, but you'd get the same general feeling, just not as clean as 6-6. So meeting in the middle, vote at WHOTV.com or on Facebook's Sound Off Nation page. Phone lines are open, 515-282-9010. Our hot topic, Jake Arrieta, no hits
man.
The Dodgers. Yeah, that's a sweet beard. Arrieta had absolutely filthy stuff. 12 strikeouts, struck out the side in the ninth inning, and that is how you end a losing streak. Cubs win, 2-0. If the Cubs make a one-game playoff, do you start Arrieta or the guy you brought in to do just that, John Lester?
You got to go Arrieta.
He
might be
so.
The Cy Young winner.
Sound off at 515-282-9010. The ESPN Football Power Index thinks Iowa has one of, if not the, easiest schedules. We really don't know. We do know Iowa found a way to lose 5 games with nearly the same slate last year and then lost several players to the NFL. I don't care. I think Iowa goes 9-3. Hawkeyes will wear all black for the blackout. Props to Iowa's often maligned marketing department for handling this one perfectly. They've created suspense and buzz. That power index I mentioned rates Iowa State's strength of schedule 6th. The Cyclones should be better, but I can't find 6 wins. I did find 4. 4-8 is the pick. Newly renovated Jack Trice Stadium looks fantastic. Jamie Pollard is right. Everything is now in place for ISU football. There are no future excuses for not winning.
What about geography?
Well, Iowa's finished in the top 10 4 times in the past 15 years, and Iowa is in Iowa.
What?
It's not easy. It is possible. Illinois fired Tim Beckman because it alleges Beckman pressed players to play hurt. This hardly ever happens in football, except all the time. Anyone think Illinois makes this move if Beckman won Big Ten titles? Ohio State's Zeke Elliott trademarked the term, "In crop top, we trust." When you run like that, with those abs, you can trust the crop top. For all other men, no. Nebraska's Ron Zuris doesn't wear a crop top, but he does sport a sweet handlebar mustache. Cooter Ray can't pull off that look. As I watched Iowa-owned horse Keen Ice upset Triple Crown winner American Pharoah, I was happy for the local Keen Ice crew, but also thought, man, American Pharoah should have Elway'd into the sunset. Enjoy his retirement. Be a stud. I've since learned even the Great Secretariat lost on the same track after winning the Triple Crown. Every time I sit in the upper deck of a stadium, I'm surprised more fans don't fall to their deaths. The worst happened Saturday in Atlanta. Fans lean over railings all the time. Vin Scully says he'll return to call one more Dodgers season. This is a gift from the baseball gods. Vin Scully called Jackie Robinson's games in Brooklyn. RDTV will start rolling across Iowa in a week. Michael Admire prepared in Hamilton County. He posed next to a race car, even though no one asked him to. At least John tried to get in, though he racked himself and drove home on a bag of ice.
It's not easy. I'm 6'3", trying to get in one of those race cars. Those things are hard to get into, okay?
Whatever.
Come on, give me a break. Keith, as football season approaches, everyone wants to give their predictions. It's without a doubt the most common question I get asked this time of the year. What's my prediction for the local teams? Well, here we go. I'll start with the Hawkeyes. First, let me address the schedule. Iowa's SOS has been labeled as one of the easiest of any Power 5 school. I think that could easily change as the season goes along. What if Wisconsin, Nebraska, Minnesota all turn into top 20 teams? They could, they may not. What we do know is Iowa misses Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, and Penn State. That helps in a year where Kirk Ferentz needs a turnaround season. The Hawks are better at quarterback and running back, but weaker up front. I think the defense will be better overall, and it will lead to an 8-4 season for Iowa. As for the Cyclones, Iowa State needs a bounce-back season in a big way. 5 wins in the last 2 years won't get it done. Iowa State will be better. I can guarantee that. But the question is, how much better, and will it actually translate into wins on the field? If they can find a running back and give Sam Richardson time to throw, I think the offense will be very tough. Question marks swirl around the D. We'll see how that unit looks on Saturday. I'm going with 4-8 for Iowa State. Improved, but with the schedule they play, it's going to be tough to get more than 4 wins. And you know what? I'll spread the love even more. How about you and I? Panthers are ranked 10th in the FCS preseason. And you want to talk about a tough schedule? Not only does UNI play Iowa State, but they also play 5 FCS teams ranked in the top 25, which includes number 1, number 2, and number 6. UNI goes 8-4 and makes the playoffs.
One of those teams, North Dakota State.
And then Illinois State, the team that Iowa plays for their opener.
North Dakota State.
Yeah. How
about
them Bison?
Can't seem to win anymore.
Well, they're 0-1. They're falling quickly.
Let's get to the calls here. We'll start it off. JT talking Cubs as Jake Arrieta throws a no-hitter tonight. The Cubs' 10th no-hitter since 1900.
I think even before tonight, even before the no-hitter, the answer to the question is Jake Arrieta absolutely has to be your first starter in a playoff game. Kind of makes it difficult in the division series if you get past the wild card game. But the guy's been filthy all year. He's flirted with a no-hitter a few times and finally got it done tonight. And, man, that was more impressive than the Toronto no-hitter.
Thanks, JT.
I agree with everything he said there.
I do, too, because this was, you know, once in a while you'll see a fluke no-hitter, hard-hit balls that just happen to be right at fielders. Man, he was even better in the ninth. He looked like he could have kept going.
I'd like to know the numbers of how many no-hitters have ended with 3 straight strikeouts. I'm guessing not many. Usually there's a ground out mixed in or a pop-up. This is 3 straight Ks when your heart is pounding out of your chest in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Cody is in Des Moines, also talking Cubs on the night. Arrieta throws a no-hitter just before we start. What did you think? Go ahead, you're on. All right, you got to turn your television down. We are a few seconds behind. Just listen to your phone if you've called in. We'll switch over to the iCubs and Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Hi. I won tickets at Homemakers when I was at a radio event, and I took a friend to go see the the iCubs, and I saw the game today.
It was a great game today, man. They hits, 9 runs.
And I hope them Cardinals also do keep going good, too, because they're my favorite team, too, and I know Andy really likes them.
Yeah, they're the best team in baseball, so they're already in the playoffs. Don't worry about the Cardinals. Yeah,
well, I took my son to see the iCubs this weekend, and I as I sat there, I just couldn't believe the season's already gone. The home season is done.
I feel like they should keep playing. Just,
what is up with that?
It's baseball season, right?
All right. We have lookalikes here. We'll get back to more of your live phone calls coming up on Sound Off. The number is 282-9010. We do have an open line right now. That sometimes is rare. Might be the late start. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice judges, Monte Morris, the Iowa State point guard, and singer Jason Derulo. According to Meg, they look alike. What do you think, Old Spice?
Now, if we had a current picture of Monte Morris, they would not look alike, because I believe he's got more of a flat top with spikes, and I think his hair is like half bleach, half black.
Well, you know what? In this picture, it's a match.
It is.
I love this next one. Pella's Kyle Korver and actress Gina Gershon. A couple of good-looking people here. Bill in Waukee says, they could be brother and sister. What do you think, Old Spice?
I can actually see a little bit of brother and sister there. Can you?
I can.
Have you forgotten about what happened to the Cyclones and Hawkeyes last football season? Good. You won half the battle. It's next in What's Bugging Andy.
Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Justin writes, I truly believe both schools are in the same boat. Their success will depend on their linemen. If both teams can perform well and stay healthy on the lines, I think both teams have the skilled players to have winning seasons.
Positive thoughts.
I like positive thoughts. No games have been played. Why not? Many people want to see Andy say a few more words about the Bison. After all, North Dakota State lost a football game without traveling to Cedar Falls.
Yeah, usually they lose in Cedar Falls in the Unidome. Anyway, Andy's not thinking Bison.
Tatanka.
He's focused on Hawkeyes and Cyclones.
No Tatanka.
We've officially reached our first game week of the new football season. Whew. Now, your excitement for the new football season often depends largely on how you remember last season. If last year was a really good one, then there's no problem. You're as excited as can be. But if last season was disappointing, well, then you need to carefully manage your recollection of it. Remember the good stuff, forget the bad stuff, and then move forward into the new season. Here's what I mean. Cyclone fans should remember the way last season opened. Beautiful day, sold out stadium, a whole bunch of North Dakota State fans in Ames spending their fracking money on things they can't get back home, like Pizza Hut and Dollar General store. And the Cyclones opened up a 14-0 lead against the Bison, and the place was all giddy. Remember that first quarter against North Dakota State. Forget the next three quarters. It did not go well. You see what I mean? Iowa State fans should remember how good quarterback Sam Richardson looked in week three at Iowa. And in Iowa State's win over Toledo, remember those two games. Forget the other 10. Remember how well the Cyclones played against Texas, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, and Texas Tech. They were in those games, and they played well. Remember that, and forget the fact that none of those teams finished the season better than 7-6, and none of them were ranked. Hawkeye fans should do the same things. Draw from some of the moments of 2014, flush some of the others down the old memory toilet. Hawkeye fans should remember that last season ended with yet another Florida bowl game. Remember that, but forget the way the Hawks played in that bowl game, and forget the fact that Florida was Jacksonville, Florida. Hawkeye fans should remember the way Iowa smoked Northwestern 48-7 in the eighth game of the season. They should forget the way they got smoked at Minnesota the very next week. Remember the way you felt about C.J. Beathard's play in the limited opportunities that he got. Forget his actual numbers in those games. Don't look at the box scores. They're not important. None of it is. It's all chaff in the wind, folks. Let it blow away. Keep the memories which bring you back for another glorious college football season. Serenity now. Or whatever. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Thank you, Andy. Like the way you think. Still ahead on Sound Off. You no longer have to take the long way to the Des Moines International Airport. Up next, more of your live phone calls, 282-9010. We invite you to follow us on Twitter, @SoundOff13. Kyle writes, Iowa makes bowl, you and I makes playoffs. ISU gives tickets and hot dogs away by midseason to fill stadium.
Ooh. Mike says Panthers beat the Cyclones. Hawks go 7-5, keeping Ferentz. State has a bad year and Rhodes is gone.
Matt says, nervously excited about the Hawkeyes. It's the kind of schedule we used to salivate over, thinking January bowl. Now,
Lester might get paid like he's the ace of the Cubs rotation, but Arrieta is definitely the man. Hashtag props Arrieta. Hashtag cards fan. That's from Scott.
Kirk Forentz says Beathard has a late season surge and is in the Heisman conversation.
Whoa.
We win the Big Ten West and beat OSU in the Big Ten championship. Well, if anybody's optimistic, it should be Kirk Forentz.
Yep.
Who's in your five? Five ugliest football fields.
Ugliest.
Yes, this is a new one. Belle Vernon Area High School in Pennsylvania. It's gold, but it looks like dead grass. Not a good look. Number four, Boise State, the famous Smurf turf that started it all.
This started it all, didn't it? This was the original colored field.
It can look worse, though, John. Look at Eastern Washington. Just awful. Who wants red grass? The blood field. University of Texas, San Antonio. Orange grass. That might be worse than red.
Can't even
red.
See the lines.
And Lindenwood University in Belleville, the candy cane stripes. There is your ugliest football field in America. Bob in Milo. Bob, what do you expect from the Hawkeyes this weekend and all season?
Bob, Milo, you there?
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Well, I was thinking about Iowa and if they have a horrible year this year,
that'd be bad.
I think we should get rid of Ferentz.
What do you consider a horrible year, Bob?
I think another 7-5 year is
that would be considered horrible in your mind.
Oh yes.
Okay.
All right, Bob and Milo, thank you.
Expectations for Hawkeye fans are high. I mean, they
but it's
a schedule.
We don't know until a schedule is played.
Yeah.
But by appearances, that is a
and
soft schedule.
It's mainly because of the teams they miss. Like, I still think Nebraska and Minnesota and Wisconsin could be good teams, but it's the teams they miss, Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State, that aren't on the schedule.
Jim is in Marshalltown with the Cyclones on his mind. Jim?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
I keep seeing these posters around town that say Forever One. And my question is that what Iowa State expecting to win for the next several years, one football game?
I think it's their motto, but that's a...
Jim with some good
smack talk. That's a good
one
from Jim. He's already bringing the smack.
We're kind of a week away from the smack talk.
Doesn't it usually start the week of RVTV?
That's when it
gets rolling.
Oh, yeah.
But the good news for Iowa State, they don't have to worry about David Johnson.
Yeah, he played tonight for the Cardinals, scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Iowa State has lost the last two home openers. That cannot happen.
Cannot.
Saturday night under the lights, or it will be a disaster. No way this can be true.
What?
Is Daniel the real bully in Karate Kid?
What?
Face Off next on Sound Off.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face Off. Keith, earlier this week we learned of the ridiculous fines Virginia Tech is levying on players. Yes, college football players being fined for stuff like missing breakfast, having a dirty dorm room, and being late to study hall. Please tell me you think this is beyond absurd.
It's stupid, and it will end soon if it hasn't already. If the NCAA is going to insist these players aren't employees, aren't professionals, you can't fine them meal money. And, John, thank goodness I couldn't be fined for the way my dorm room looked.
A dirty dorm room?
Oh, man.
Find me a college attendee that doesn't have a dirty dorm room.
Maybe Admire.
Probably, yeah. The NBA lost one of its greats this week. Daryl Dawkins died at the age of 57. Dawkins was a little before my time, but anyone who goes by the nickname Chocolate Thunder gets a thumbs up from me, and judging by his highlights, he could dunk.
The man broke backboards. Dawkins skipped college and never realized his potential, but he was a colorful character. If Dawkins played now, he'd have his own shoe and reality show. Rest in peace, big man.
The U.S. Open in tennis starts tomorrow. For the first time, the women's tickets sold out faster than the men's.
Yeah.
That's due to one reason, Serena Williams, going for the Grand Slam. If she wins, would you consider her the greatest women's tennis player of all time?
I already do. She's the best. No player in history would beat Serena at her best. She's so dominant, it's surprising she doesn't already have a Grand Slam.
I agree. I don't know if you saw the sign mistake on the interstate. Instead of an exit to the Des Moines Airport, it was an exit to the DMS Airport. You didn't get lost, did you?
I did. I took the DMS exit and was not pleased when I ended up in Saudi Arabia. This will be much more convenient.
Why am I not surprised by this? Amazon.com is in the testing stages of offering one-hour alcohol delivery to your doorstep. Talk about a way to make Americans lazier and more drunk. Would you order this?
Here's what I hope. That any drunk person at home thinking of making a booze run will instead call Amazon.com. Other than that, this just hurts more local businesses. Does anyone need a bottle of liquor in 1 hour? Never mind.
Finally, a video surfaced this week about the Karate Kid proclaiming Daniel LaRusso, a.k.a. Ralph Macchio, is the real bully in the movie, not Johnny Danger. You buying this?
No way. Johnny got what he deserved, and Daniel will forever be the best around. Nothing ever going to keep him down.
He's the best.
Around.
Nothing's keeping him down.
Tell you, we take any more calls, I may need to order booze from Amazon.com.
I've already gone online and done it.
You can.
It's going to be delivered here in 10 minutes.
You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. I honestly think this is the year the Hawkeyes shock everyone and win at least 10 games. Scott Sipker picked 10 wins. No joke, they will release the Kraken, which is C.J. Beathard, and be a much better on offense. Drew Ott will be a menace on defense. 10-2. Book it. Bill and Guthrie Center.
Woo. Mark it down. The curse is over. Jake Arrieta has to be the Cy Young winner. 17-6, 2.1 ERA. Cubs playoff bound. Cubbies. That's from Raleigh in Fort Dodge.
Sound off survey results. Which team is more likely to finish a surprising 6-6? And you say it would be more surprising slightly if the Hawkeyes disappointed to 6-6 than it is for the Cyclones to be what most would consider overachieving at 6-6. A few quick thoughts here on the 60-second sound off. Terry and Elkhart. Terry, Iowa State, what do you expect?
Iowa State, is it? Do you think it's better for recruiting or coaching to win a game?
Recruiting or coaching to win a game? Do I think it's more important?
It's both.
Both.
You got to win to get recruits, and obviously Rhodes at this point needs wins to help him kind of keep his job. Probably.
I would say it's probably more important to coaching, but they both are needed. Kellen on ISU. I can't continue. Jordan in Des Moines.
Can we get Amazon.com here quicker? Can they bring the drone? Do the drone still just drop it off at your door?
Jordan in Des Moines, 20 seconds on the Vikings.
Amazon.com. I'm going to go order.
Yeah, just go order the Amazon. We're back next week. Hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off, send off. The Cubs, Jake Arrieta completes the no-hitter. Amazon.com, here we come.
Jake Arrieta has thrown his first career no-hitter.